This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hey, you're listening to Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandhu. Over the past year, policymakers are progressively concerned with the increasing number of identity theft cases, which has threatened the nation's financial stability, among others. Identity theft is often interrelated with various other criminal activities, ranging from credit card and bank frauds to immigration and employment fraud. Consequently, the effect felt is no longer a pure financial burden to individuals and businesses, but is affecting the nation's economic health and national security. Now, with the advancements in technology, identity thieves have also advanced. They are now capable of using other persons' identity to commit crimes easily. Although the policymakers have tried to combat this issue with acts like the Computer Crimes Act 1997, Communications and Multimedia Act 1998, and the Penal Code, however, identity theft is still one of the growing criminal pains that needs to be resolved here in Malaysia and in the world. To address such increasing threat to our nation's economy and security, HID Global has unveiled its latest direct-to-card or DTC printer encoder line to issue counterfeit-resistant cards and IDs at a fraction of the cost of comparable alternative solutions without compromising on the quality. So in the studio with me today is...
Hi Jeff, this is Lee Wei-Jin here. I'm the regional director for HID Global, overlooking the secure issuing business across Asia-Pac.
And Lee, welcome back to the show. It's been about 2 years since we last spoke. And just as a refresher, who are HID Global and the nature of your business?
So, thank you, Jeff. HID Global, we power the people, things and places with trusted identity. With that, we make it possible to transact safely, work productively, learn confidently and travel safely. People are using our product to open their doors, to access the digital network, including LAN or wide area networks, to personalize their badges, to verify the transactions, find information, track the access, and connect with other devices. So with that, we ensure their identity are seamlessly accepted anywhere, anytime.
What are some of the trends you're seeing currently in the identity solution? Oh, you know, is there an industry as well around this? What's some of the trends you're seeing?
Well, there has been a lot of changes. 2 years ago, we are more on physical identity. Today, we talk about digital identity, we talk about mobile identity, and so on. So therefore, some of the major trends in the industry, the organizations are embracing the benefit of the cloud. You know, increased awareness of the cloud, and people are really leveraged and try to get some benefit from the cloud solutions. At the same time, more connected devices and environment who drive the focus into IoT. Mobile access reached a tipping point for mass market adoptions, where we didn't talk about it two years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. The convergence of physical and digital identity. We want to access the digital network or physically as the same identity, rather separate identity. Data analytics will drive the risk of risk-based intelligence for predictive model and new capability. So these are all the new trends that developed across the last 2 years.
How is this affecting the technology industry, or what are some of the changes within businesses that we may have felt, you know, this shift? You talked about the convergence of the online identity and your offline identity. You're using one identity to access a lot of things. What are some of the things that you've seen, you know, examples or just some stories that, you know, we actually see this happening?
We can see a lot of government service allow us to go for online. Example, in the past, people hardly go online to renew their driver license or apply for various identity documents. But today, all the government, including our government, are looking into the possibility of renewing our driving license or apply new passport or even renew the passport and so on.
We're even looking at opening a bank account online only, right?
Exactly. And many people already start using the online banking. There are people that hardly go to bank branches now.
Yeah. I'm one of them.
All the transactions all online.
Yeah.
Therefore, this will drive the convergence of physical and digital identity. And it will become more and more important to ensure this identity is genuine and secure.
So that, though, identity theft, is that rampant in Malaysia? Is that a thing of concern?
Well, it's rampant globally, and Malaysia are not exceptional. Yeah. So first, let us define what is identity theft. Basically, identity theft is the deliberate use of someone's identity, usually as a method to gain their financial advantage or obtain credit and other benefit in other people's name. Yep. And it could create disadvantage or losses to the actual persons. So to larger spec, it could affect the national national economy health and even the national security, especially when you come into immigrations.
So what kind of numbers we're looking at when you talk about, you know, globally identity theft? And I'm sure it encompasses your social media, your online banking profile. Does this kind of cover, when we talk about identity theft, does it cover all these areas as well?
It covers all these.
Wow. Yeah.
So far, at this moment, we don't have a global statistic. Mm. But according to Ramsey, one-fourth of credit card are having the risk of frauding.
And that's just one sector. It's only the credit card. We're looking at online identities.
Exactly.
Wow. So let's talk about the DTC printer encoder. What's this about?
Well, it's a printer with our latest technology who provide personalizations at the same time encoding.
And what kind of printer we're talking about here? Because this is not just your average printer. This is printing identity.
Yep. So basically, this printer can be used to issue identity cards like national ID, driving license, university or college's ID, student identity, employee ID, various financial institution cards like credit, debit, ATM cards, or even gift card, and membership card, loyalty card, and so on.
How much data is stored in these cards? Credit cards aside, or, you know, banking cards aside, how much of data is actually stored in one of these, you know, college cards and, you know, student access cards or employee cards that has into it?
The minimum, the card will consist of the people's name, or even sometimes their employee number, student number, or their courses. So these are the minimum. Quite often, it consists more information, including, like, sometimes it will include your address and so on.
And how would the hacker be able to get, you know, the information that's stored in a physical card, besides, you know, stealing the card away? But even then, you know, how do you access and get information from these cards?
There are many ways that you can get the information. The easiest way, I mean, people will think about, I need to read your card. But in actual, today, a lot of people are using contactless card. So the data can be transmitted over the air. Therefore, in fact, there's a chance and risk of getting data hacked. As long as somebody stand near to you, like within 12 cm.
Wow, they don't even need to, like, take my card and tap it on something. They just have to be around me.
Yeah, there's a risk.
Wow. And what can they do once they have this data, or this, you know, so the, you know, limited data, we would say, if it's not a credit card or a banking card, they would have some limited data. What can they do with that small amount of data?
Well, it depends on how much data they get. If they get just your name, maybe nothing much they can do, or sometimes we may say it's harmless. But what if they can get a set of data? Example, your name plus your phone number plus your address.
And that's all they need, those three simple things.
Yeah, they may use this information to apply for some financial card, or to apply some services.
Wow. And all it requires is just those three things, name and your address?
Quite often, I mean, with these three things, they can find out more from different agencies.
I'm speaking to Lee Wei-Jin, the Regional Director, Secure Issuance Asia Pacific for HID Global, talking about identity thefts, especially the ones that are stored in your cards, your office access cards, your student ID cards, and etc., etc. When we come back after this, we'll find out just how does this DTC printer works to ensure these identity thefts are impossible. BFM 89.9.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
We're back, and my name is Jeff Sandhu, and with me in the studio is Lee Wei Jin. He's the Regional Director, Secure Issuance Asia Pacific for HID Global. And we're talking about identity thefts that happen from stolen data from cards. Recently, you may have came across some wallets that protect you from identity thefts. That's because current technology allows you to steal information from these chip-enabled cards just by being nearby them. They don't even have to take your card away. That's how crazy it is. So Lee, how does this DTC or direct-to-card printer encoder works then? How does it prevent these things from happening?
Well, for this printer, we really take care of all these aspects. First of all, we know for security, it's not about one part of it. It's not purely about the card itself, but entire process from designing the system until procuring the system and even to the process of issuing the cards.
Hmm.
How much information we share with the operator and so on. Yeah. So when coming to security, every step is very important. Yeah, we need to ensure every step is traceable. And every step, there's somebody accountable for a process.
Mm.
So for our DTC printer, first of all, when you come to a physical card, we can provide we ensure every card issue comes with certain security features. The most basic, watermark. Mm. Yeah. So every organization that use this printer can have their own customized watermark.
On the card or in the data itself? Applied
onto the card.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they do the encryptions or encode the data into the card, we ensure all those data are encrypted with AES 256.
Mm-hmm.
So, I talk about the operation side. So, during the operations, quite often, many people overlook there are some data left over at the consumable. So, for DTC 150, basically, we have a technology called Resin Scrambler. With this technology, we ensure there's no data can be seen by the operator. All the data will be hiding from the operator. Meaning to say, to program your data into the card, we make sure it's encrypted. Yeah. After issue the card, we make sure there are some security features on the cards itself.
Mm-hmm.
And even during printing the card, personalizing the cards, we ensure no data leak to the operator.
Mm.
With that, we provide a lot higher security.
Now, what kind of industries, sir, do you think these printers will be used?
Well, so far, this printer has been using in many industries, include government identity, which include the government identity, include national ID, driver license, voter ID, social security card, or some disciplining force like police, army ID. Other than that, a lot of colleges and universities are using this system to issue their student ID cards.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, financial institutions are using this system to issue the financial card as well. And there are many more, including membership, loyalty.
Anyone who basically, utilizes the card system, a physical card system, would see a benefit in DTC printers then.
Yep. And lately, very interesting, They are entertainment sector, they're using this card as well.
Mm.
They're using it to issue the concert ticket or some sport club will issue the ticket for football or so on.
Because it's just more secure and it prevents from it being duplicated and I'm sure duplicates are tickets in concerts and all, that's also an issue where something like this would help prevent.
Yep.
Right. When we talk about these kind of cards and what it does, it protects the theft of identity itself. We can't run away. We recently just saw the largest data breach to happen in Malaysia. 46 million mobile phone numbers were sort of leaked out to the public. Looking ahead, how would places or solutions like these help to prevent cases like this happening again? Because we can't change our IC numbers. If that gets stolen, we see in the US with Equifax and how social security numbers have been compromised. Looking ahead, how would solutions like this prevent cases like this in occurring again?
Well, for this case, it's really scary. We are talking about 46 million database being leaked out. So I will say what In order to prevent such a cases, they involve many things. Yeah. First thing, when you design, when at the beginning stage of designing the system, we need to ensure we take into consideration for every step what system you are using and how secure that system. Is this system proven? This is very important. How reliable your supplier? Your supplier will hold certain information of it, that's for sure. And how reliable of it? We need to make sure.
Mm.
And where do we store the data? How we ensure this storage are safe? Other than that, how we issue, the process of issuance. Is this data being issued in a safe place or secure place? Last but not least, that many people overlook, the process itself, the people, they're passing the data around.
Mm.
Are they being accountable, or how we ensure they are reliable along the passing process? Mm.
It's the entire the structure itself that we have to look at when we talk about security. It's not just, you know, a solution that can solve everything.
It's end to end.
Mm.
Solution can do part of it, but solution cannot 100% prevent other factors.
And with that, so moving forward, as technology becomes a lot more vital in businesses today, how should companies look at security? You know, be it things that are meant for the cloud or processes, like you mentioned earlier. What kind of conversations they should be having to themselves, or what kind of advice you would give them?
First, when they design a system, they need to look into, they need to take into consideration and reference to many different systems with advice from some expert in the industry and choosing the right supplier.
Hmm.
Is their supplier proven? Any reference, or have they done involved in such a system before? Yeah, this is very important. Other than that, we need to look into international compliance. Yeah, for a reason, for some reason, people come up with all the compliance, especially when you come into like international organizations, they go through all the expert discussions to ensure the better approach to ensure the data security. Therefore, we need to ensure all the process comply to those standard. This will minimize the risk of being leaked out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, other than that, we need to train our people. Yeah. For those who are involved in issuing, they need to know the information or the identity card they issue are so important. And we need to train them about what is important, what to do, and what not to do as well.
Mm. What are you looking out for in 2018? You know, we're already approaching the second quarter of 2018. What are you looking forward to this year, or what are you keeping a close eye on? You mentioned briefly at the beginning, IoT sensors are being placed on a lot of things. My internet, my toaster is now being connected to the internet as well. So what are some of the things that you're keeping an eye on?
Definitely, we can see more and more people discussing about the cloud solutions. So with increased awareness of cloud, ease of deployment, flexibility, connectivity options, and productivity benefits, we have high confidence that the cloud solution will getting more and more popular. And exactly, we come out with some solutions with cloud issuance for identity cards, which not only ease the entire process, at the same time, we help those organizations who deploy to make sure their return of investment as well.
I've been speaking to Lee Wei Jin from HID Global, talking about card identity thefts and the DTC printer encoder line that aims to solve this issue. If you're a ticketing company, say bye-bye to fake tickets and let the real fans enjoy their time at the concert. I'm just speaking from a personal frustration. You've been listening to Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.